Now, the observation deck brought to us by A Number One Air. Gordo is out ill today, but I've got a topic for the O deck, and this is a cautionary tale. So probably nobody at this station over the years has tried to take better care of their hearing than me. And hearing is big in this industry because we all wear headphones. And most of us, I would say, wear our headphones at a way too high volume, which can really damage your hearing. But for years, I kept my volume at a very minimal level, lowest possible, so that I could protect my hearing. Well, about 10 years ago, I had an opportunity to go out to the Texas Motor Speedway, and I had a pit row pass. And I thought, wow, this would be great. I've never stood down there. So I went. Mike Saroy was there, a couple of other members of the media, and we were all standing around. And I'm loving it. It's great to be that close to the action and the sights and the sounds. And I'm down there for about an hour. And after about an hour, I started to feel sick to my stomach and just queasy and lightheaded in general. And I remember when I walked down there the very first time, I looked around and about half the people, because I could tell it was loud, obviously, but half the people had some kind of ear protection in or headphones on and the other half didn't. And I thought, well, I'm not going to stay for the whole race. I guess I'm okay. But after an hour, I was not okay, and I didn't say goodbye to anybody. I just made a beeline for my car because it felt like I was going to pass out. And when I got in the car and closed the door, I remember the weirdest sensation. It was like my ears were packed with clay. There was a very, very strange, heavy feeling, and I was so happy to be in the car and out of the noise. And I didn't hear a ringing in the ear at that point. But by the time I got home that evening, I had this loud ringing in my ears. And I thought, okay, you get this when you go to a concert or whatever, it'll pass. Well, 2 days go by, 4 days go by, 6 days go by, it doesn't pass. 2 weeks go by, it doesn't pass. So now I'm going to see some experts about this. I'm trying to figure out what I need to do to make the ringing in my ears go away. And as it turns out, I have tinnitus. And I've talked about this on the show before. That's how you pronounce it, not tinnitus. It's tinnitus. And that is a constant ringing in the ears. It never goes away. Sometimes it gets a little louder. Sometimes it gets a little softer. But 99% of the time, it's the same level. And it's hard to describe. It sounds like a field of locusts or that very high pitch hum or whine that you would get from, in particular, an old television set, the old tube set. There was that real high whine. And that's what this is. And after about 3 months, probably the worst 3 months of my life, thinking, how am I going to live with this? This is going to drive me crazy. I can't live with this. I mean, I can't go on. I went to see a tinnitus expert, and she gave me all these tests. She was like the number one tinnitus expert in the Southwest. Gave me all these tests, and she said, yeah, yours is pretty bad. She had it too. And I said, well, what do we do for this? And she said, well, there is one thing, and it's this headphone that you wear for 3 hours a day, and it plays this particular music at a particular pitch that is calibrated to the pitch of your tinnitus. And if you do this 3 hours a day for a few years, there's a chance that it can rewire the brain, because there's a big debate about tinnitus. Some people believe that it's the little hairs, the cilia, whatever they're called, in the ear canal around the eardrum, that when there's a really loud noise, those get blown over like a tree in a windstorm. They're supposed to snap back and stand up straight, but if it's really loud, they get broken. And once they're broken and bent over, they don't ever repair themselves, and that causes the high-pitched whine. But there's also a new school of thought. Basically, nobody really knows. The new school is that it's in your brain, that your brain, which is always looking to go into protect mode, when there's a really loud noise, your brain is remapped and it's going into protect mode to protect your eardrums. And so it sends this signal as a dampening or I don't know the exact science behind it, but I know that's the new theory. Could be one or the other, could be both. But the bottom line is there's no cure for this. So fast forward now, about 3 weeks ago, a buddy of ours from college has this band that he puts together once a year and they play a show. And I missed it last year, so I promised him I'd go this year. So go over to this little bar, and it's a little bar, and I'm thinking, well, okay, it's just a little band at a little bar. It's not going to be that big a deal. And he says, hey, we've got some seats up here in the front. Why don't you sit up here? Okay, great. So they launch into the first song. It is so loud that I almost passed out. I couldn't
you had the same feeling that you had at
believe how loud it was. And the first song ended, and I thought, okay, maybe the next song will be a softer song. And the next song was really loud. And I said, we got to move to the back of the room. It feels like my ears are about to burst. So we moved to the back of the bar and stayed for the rest of the show. But leaving, I noticed that the ringing in my ears was worse, and my ears just hurt. They felt packed again, and I didn't have my earplugs with me. And I even noticed some people in the bar wearing earplugs. And since then, it's been worse. The ringing in my ears is now louder, and my right ear in particular feels a little bit more impacted or something. And I'm going to see a hearing doctor, but I did my own hearing test yesterday, and I have definitely lost hearing in my right ear compared to my left.
Oh, man.
And that's where the ringing is worse. And that is what I was told by the doctor many years ago, because on pit road at the Speedway, I had my right ear to turn four. So they were accelerating out of turn four, so it was louder. And my left ear was to turn one, and they were decelerating as they were going into the turn. So the loud noise was coming from my right. It affected both ears. But I'm kicking myself because as careful as I've been about my hearing, both of these times were in my control. At the Speedway, I just needed to wear earplugs.
Right.
But I didn't. And at this show, I didn't need to sit through two songs right in front of the speaker. Immediately, I should have gone up and walked in the back, but I didn't want to be rude.
Yeah.
So I wrote it out, and now I'm paying the price for it.
I've got it, too. I don't think I have it quite as bad as you do, but the only time I hear it is when I think about it, but I definitely have it. And I think mine was not one particular event. It's years and years of headphones. It's amps, and, you know, playing in the last 10 years or so. Sometimes that gets really loud. And there are times when I have worn earplugs. I do that when I go out bird hunting. I'll put in earplugs. They say when you shoot a shotgun, ears and eyes have high protection and ear protection. But it comes and goes. Sometimes I forget all about the fact that I have it. And then sometimes if we for some reason are out on remote and the headphones are louder that day, or if we play somewhere and the amps are really loud, then it'll bother me. But yeah, I had a hearing test about 3 or 4 years ago, and it's not as if I failed, but she did say you have lost significant hearing. And I need to go back and see what that is now, if I've continued, if it's degenerative and it's even worse now.
Yeah, for the last 10 years, after that first three-month period where I really thought I was going to have to take my own life or something, that I couldn't live with
this. It drives people crazy.
With this constant noise. Yeah, there are people who will take their own lives. You know, Will.i.am from...
Everybody Have a Happy Super Bowl.
Everybody Have a Happy Super Bowl. Black Eyed Peas. He says he's got it bad, and he said he now, for the rest of his life, will never know silence.
Wow.
And I think about that a lot, too. If I'm in a very, very quiet room, or you're out in the middle of nowhere looking at this beautiful vista, you still are with the ringing in the ears. So it's true. You never know silence.
Yeah. It's a beating.
And a lot of people can't live with it. But what happened to me, that tinnitus expert told me at the time, you'll probably get used to it. It's like living in a flight path. You hear the planes overhead for the first few months, and then you never hear them again. They just become background noise that you're used to and that your mind reworks itself and tunes out. And that's what happened to me.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that's what happens to me again, because now since this last incident, it's all I've heard for 3 weeks.
I remember the first concert I went to. You mentioned that about how your ears will ring. I swear my ears were ringing for 3 days afterwards.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, I'm never going to do that to myself again. Mm-hmm. But I have. I think maybe just a few times have I worn earplugs to a concert.
Well, since then, in the last 10 years, I always wear earplugs if I go to a concert or it's going to be a really loud game.
Yeah, that's a game is another one.
But I've also found that it turns me off of even wanting to go to a concert. Like, that just doesn't sound appealing to me because I know it's going to be torture on my ears, even with earplugs.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, you do get used to it. And yes, I went years and years and years up until this latest incident where the only time I would hear it is when someone would ask me how my tinnitus is. And then it would bring back into my mind, oh yeah, I've got that. And then I would hear it the rest of the day. So I'm hoping I'll get back to that. But this seems worse. It's gotten a tick louder. So I think it's going to be a little more difficult to get past.
I hate that. It bothers me at night sometimes when you're trying to go to sleep. When everything is quiet, that's when I notice it probably the most.
That's why I had to start using a white noise machine at night.
Ah.
To give my ears, my brain, something else to listen to.
Yeah.
Instead of listening to the ringing in the ears, I concentrate on the fan, the white noise machine, and then it remaps and I don't think about the ringing. The other thing that's given me solace over the years is knowing that a lot of people that I idolize also have this. For example, Bono, one of my favorite people in the world. He and The Edge apparently have it really badly. In fact, Bono wrote about it in the song Staring at the Sun. There's an insect in your ear. If you scratch, it won't disappear. It's going to itch and burn and sting. You want to see what the scratching brings. Waves that leave me out of reach, breaking on your back like a beach. Will we ever live in peace? That was about his battle with tinnitus. There's an insect in your ear. You want to scratch it, but it doesn't disappear.
On the underrated pop album.
Yep.
Great song and great lyrics.
Another one of my heroes, Steve Martin, has tinnitus. He got that on the filming of Three Amigos on the set when a gun went off right close to his head, or a couple of guns, you know, that they were shooting or somebody else was shooting. And he's lived with it forever, and his quote about it was, you have to learn to live with it, otherwise it will drive you insane.
Yeah, you have no choice.
Whoopi Goldberg has it. She openly talks about her hearing loss and that she got it from listening to very loud music for many, many years. Pete Townsend has it really badly. Like, you know, he's had to cancel shows because of it. He's had mental issues because of it, because it's something you can't escape. Chris Martin, Coldplay, has it. I have some audio, but I don't think we have time to listen to that. But he's trying to work around it. But it's weird when you hear him interviewed about it. And a lot of people, when they're interviewed about it, they kind of don't want to talk about it because it's such a disturbing thing to live with.
Yeah.
Neil Young has it.
Oh, no.
And he said that it forced him to stop recording for a few years, and that he made Harvest Moon because he didn't want to hear any loud sounds.
Hmm.
The tinnitus was so bad, and it does get bad and worse when you have loud sounds. It forced him to make a quieter album.
Huh, I never heard that before.
That's how bad it is. So there are a lot of people, especially in the world of music and entertainment, that deal with it. And if you're one of those that suffers from tinnitus, sorry to tell you, there's no cure. You can try to take these herbs. You can try the white noise machine to help you sleep. You can, you know, wear your earplugs, definitely. But again, as Chris Martin said, your ears, your hearing are something you don't think about until they bother you or it's gone. And he said, I wish I had taken care of my ears a long time ago. So I always think of this in today's culture when you see people walking around with headphones on all the time. Every pro athlete that gets off a bus going into an arena is wearing Beats.
Cranked.
Don't do it.
I bet a lot of them have it.
Back off, because it's going to cost you down the road.